What do we do when people say we are sick? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. What do we do? What was the question?
What do we do when people say that they are sick?
What do we do when people say they are sick? What do we do? Well, that's a very easy question to answer. Because who are you? Are you looking at them as though you are a member of the human race and its limitations? Or are you looking at them as a member of the divine race, if you will, of the divine world, and looking at them in their wholeness and perfection? What do we do when people say they are sick? I have so many people who would like to say that to me, but don't dare. Because they know I'm going to say, oh, that's what you're reflecting outwardly, and that's what you're enjoying inwardly. And I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. I do not have the capacity to see you sick. I do not have the ability to see you sick. Now, what I can do, I see you whole and perfect. I see you wonderful. I see you revealing the divinity within you. But I'm sick. No, you're sick for yourself. But for me, I believe in wholeness and purity, and so everywhere I look, I see wholeness and purity. And I look at you, and I can look right through that exterior that you're trying to foist off on me, but I won't accept it. And I see the beautiful, whole purpose person right there behind that facade. Now, how long do you want to live with that facade? And you know what a facade is in the movie? You look at the movie scene, and you think that you're in an old Western town. And all it is a bunch of the fronts of buildings that are standing up there, and the inside of the buildings aren't even there. Mm-hmm. And you go racing down the river, and it's no river. You're racing on your horse in front of a blue screen, and then they play on a secondary film the river behind you. And so it looks like you're racing down this river stream bed, and you're not even there. You're in the middle of Hollywood. You're not in the middle of the desert. But you see, these are the illusions that we got. And these are the illusions. Now, I was with a friend in Tucson, and she has a television show over there every week, basically. But one day she made a mistake. One day she wore a blue blouse, and the blue scenery behind her, that is a blue screen, and her blue blouse made her clothing disappear. And so she looked just like a talking head. And this head was just bobbing around there, talking away and having a great time. And people looked at her and said, wow, are you a mystical lady? Of course, that pleased her very much. But the thing is, that's a pure illusion. That's a pure illusion. And the reality was that she had a very lovely pink blouse on, and blue blouse and a blue skirt on, and it was almost the same match of the blue on the screen behind. And when I was on the TV the other night, I looked behind me and I saw this blue screen, and then I looked at the video ahead of me and I saw how it made me sort of stand out, just like I was pushing forward on 3D in front of the screen, because the screen was so able to just sort of absorb all the outline, and all that was left was me. It's kind of nice. Kind of a fun thing. But this is for what we do. When people come and say, I'm sick, what do you say to them? You say, as you wish. I will not take away anything that you want. I'm poor, as you wish. I'm unhappy, as you wish. But I want to be happy. Oh, great! Hey, I know all about being happy. Here's how you be happy. You put a joy in your heart and a smile in your eyes, and you laugh and you laugh and you laugh, and you tell people happiness things, you know. That's what it's all about. You want to be sick? Then that's somebody else's business. I don't even see you that way. You want to be helped because you're sick? No way. You want to be helped because you're healthy and happy and hearty? Wow, I'm glad to do it. Let's take a walk. Come on, we'll take a walk down by the river. Let's walk along the trails. One young fellow, he said to me, he says, Dr. Brown, I want to show you a very special path up a canyon and through in the desert here in Tucson. And I said, not this weekend, another time, but I'm very eager to go and see it because it was so beautiful. He wanted to share it. And he's a tremendous musician, and he was playing some beautiful music for me there. And I was just so delighted with it. But the thing is, I could visualize in my mind the canyon. I could visualize us walking along the canyon. I could visualize anything that we're going to see. And surely, we would see it just the way I visualized it. Because I am there. And you are there. Now, can you visualize holding your mother in your arms and saying, I love you, can you? Dorothea, can you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Your enthusiasm is just overwhelming. Ellen, can you visualize you hugging your mom?
Yes.
And what would your mom be saying? Oh, come on, don't be so sushy.
No, she would not say that.
What would she say?
She would say, oh, that's so lovely.
No, she really wouldn't say that. You hug your mother, she says, oh, that's so lovely. Yeah, that's lush. You hug your mother, she says, oh, you're neat. You know, that's my daughter. That's my sweetheart, you know. But, oh, that's so lovely. That's so blasé. So,
that's true.
It's so yicky. And I don't think your mother has that in her vocabulary.
No, I know.
Yeah. And what about your mom? If you gave your mom, can you visualize yourself giving your mom a big hug?
Yeah.
Hugging wasn't part of your procedure. But when did you hug your mom? What one time that you remember real much?
When I went from home to school to
first time you went to school away from home?
To the high school, to the school learning a language.
Oh, language school. And then what did you say when you hugged your mom goodbye?
It's all right, Vince.
What?
Nothing special.
What'd your mom say to you? Now be a good girl.
Be careful.
Be careful. yeah, be careful. And you see, this is what people, and so many people say to me, as they say, as I leave, have a safe journey. I said, safe from what? I said, have a happy journey, have a lovely journey, see beautiful scenes, have everything in perfect divine right order, and I surround my car with my pure white light of love, and all my ways are peace, all my paths are pleasantness, and the way before me is open, and wow, yes! And why do people tell you that they're sick? They want you to feel sorry for them. If people really wanted you to feel good for them, they'd say, hey, I'm having a birthday. Hey, let's have a party. Hey, let's go to the fair. Let's go to the beach. Let's go fun, fun, fun. And so when Irene Merkley in Switzerland wears her red nose in to visit her patients, they sometimes say, why aren't you serious? And she says, I am. I'm serious in thinking that you're wonderful, you're fantastic, you're glorious, and you're whole and perfect now. I haven't thought about that for a while. And each time she comes in, they get better. And she says, I don't know, but whenever you come around, I just feel so much better. That's because she comes in without being part of the problem, but being the solution. And you can be the solution for yourself and for others. When anyone comes and says to you, I'm sick, you just say, I don't know that. I look right through you and see you whole and perfect. I can see you whole and perfect. I have those perfect eyes that see with the eyes of the divine, and I see you whole and perfect, and you are whole and perfect. Wow. And you are good and very good, and I love you. So there too. How about that? I love you.
I love you.
I love you. I love you.